Good evening, it's great to welcome you here tonight. My name is Steve, I'm the vicar. I'm going to just pause for thought for a moment to think about one of those readings that you'll find actually printed out on your service sheet if you'd like to follow it. It's that reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Let me pray as we think together about God's word to us tonight. Father, we thank you so much for this time where we can stop and think about what Christmas means and the huge difference it can make to our lives. Speak, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, do not be afraid. I wonder how many times people have said that to you. And maybe you've thought, well, what do you mean, do not be afraid? Do you know what I'm facing? Can't you see that there is a very real terror before me? So there I am, about to go on a high-speed roller coaster where I'll be turned upside down and dropped vertically in the air. And my 8-year-old says to me, don't be afraid. I mean, who are you to say that to me? I'm absolutely terrified. Now, leave aside the roller coaster picture for now. Maybe when you face real, sustained fears, and someone says to you, don't be afraid, it makes all the difference who is saying it, doesn't it? You might think, well, no, I don't need to be afraid because the person who said it is strong and mighty and can take away my fear because they are with me. Now, my dad was always a tower of strength for me growing up. He had massive hands, fingers like sausages, biceps like baked potatoes. He was strong, and he often defended and encouraged me. I'll never forget a time as a young boy of being falsely accused at primary school by a teacher and being hauled up by the scruff of my neck in front of the whole class. And I was so afraid, and I was facing injustice and ridicule for something I had not done. And I was scared, and I went home and told my dad, and he said, don't be afraid, I'll sort it out. And I knew he would. I'll come with you to school. I will be with you, and I am for you. I'll sort this out. Don't be afraid. I am with you, and I am for you. And he did. I can remember feeling a real sense of peace as his hand held my hand. And we went to school the next day together and he sorted it all out. Don't be afraid. I am with you. I am for you. That phrase, don't be afraid, is said several times in the Christmas story by angels to people. Angels are messengers from God. When they speak in the Bible, they speak God's words. And that phrase, do not be afraid, is what God says to a young, engaged fella called Joseph. We heard it in our reading from Matthew's Gospel. You see, Joseph was clearly fearful. He was afraid. Things were not working out how he expected. His engagement to his sweet Mary had taken an unexpected turn. They'd never slept together, and Joseph finds out that Mary is having a baby. And the big question is this, who's the daddy? Well, Joseph knows it's not him. And Matthew tells us who it is. It's not another man. It's God's. Verse 18 in our reading said, Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. That's through the Lord, through God. Now Joseph at this stage clearly didn't get his head around that. That's not the real world. He knew the birds and the bees. It takes two to tango, etc., etc. And so clearly Joseph is fearful. He's shocked. He can't see a way ahead. So he thinks to himself, the only thing to do is this, to end the engagement. And in those days, it involved the law. Engagement was a legally binding thing. So he thought, I'll divorce her quietly. And he can't quite bring himself to accept her side of the story, that a miraculous conception has taken place. As faithful to the Lord as Joseph is, he hasn't got faith for that. It was all a bit fairy tale, all a bit unbelievable, all a bit fanciful. And maybe that's what you think tonight. What's it going to take for Joseph to change his plans and believe what Mary said? Well, it's going to take a messenger from God to convince him. And in his dreams, the angel of the Lord comes and he speaks to Joseph. And he says, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, no need to fear the uncertainty or shame around the question, who's the daddy? You don't need to worry about that anymore. You don't need to think about that anymore. Don't be afraid to marry Mary. She's carrying God's baby. The Spirit of God has brought about this miraculous pregnancy. And it is miraculous, friends. It's not normal. It's not the natural way. It's supernatural. Friends, if God can create all things, he certainly can create new life in the womb of Mary. If God is God and he's all powerful, he can do whatever he likes. Listen again to what the angel says and what Matthew, the history writer, records after this dream. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, for Joseph, the truth that the baby was God's son would bring great relief. It would still his very real fear. And for us now, as we live with many fears and many failures and much uncertainty and much conflict in our world, these verses about Jesus' name bring great comfort today. You see, Jesus' birth means God is with us, Emmanuel. Jesus' coming means God is for us. Jesus means Savior, Rescuer. Do not be afraid. Jesus is God with us. Do not be afraid. Jesus is God for us. Jesus is God with us. That's the point. The reason there's no earthly father is because God is the Father. And that means Jesus is the Son. God with us on earth. God is not a distant deity. He has come among us, and he comes to show us exactly who God is, what he's like, what God does. The search for God is over. We just have to look at the scriptures, and we see Jesus, God living and breathing, and it's wonderful. And friends, he's so kind. He's so loving. He's so compassionate. He's so gracious and merciful. And he comes and he lives among us and alongside us, and to go through life's struggles with us and for us. So that when we trust in him, every time we fear, every time we struggle, every time we find it's tough, he walks with us. If we trust in him, God in relationship with you and I. And because God is God, he is able, he's powerful, he's mighty to help us like no one else can. One of the great joys of being a vicar is you get to visit all sorts of people. And you come alongside them in the darkest times of their life. I was with a couple a few weeks ago, both very, very frail, really struggling. I said, look, how are you both feeling? And they're so frail, they're so ill, but they said, you know, the Lord is so good. He is with us. And Steve, that's such a great comfort. He made all the difference to them. His name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Friends, hear God's words. Don't be afraid. Jesus is God with us. That changes everything. Jesus is God with us, and Jesus is God for us. The name of Jesus means God saves. Saves us from what? Well, our passage tells us, verse 21 says, he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is God for us. He came to save us. And the truth we all need to face is this, that we all know that we're far from perfect. We all know that. But do we know that our sin not only causes problems in our lives and relationships and the world, but actually our sin and our rebellion seriously separates us from God and will attract his punishment one day forever. And yet, the good news of Christmas, the fear-busting news, is that in Jesus, God is for us. He comes to make the way for people like you and me, who deserve his just punishment, to find rescue and escape and salvation. Don't be afraid. Jesus is God for us. He comes to take the consequence for our sin from us. He becomes like a sponge when he died on the cross, soaking up all of our guilt and sin and pain for it. He literally suffered our hell so we never have to face it. We do rightly feel incensed, don't we, at times about injustice in our lives and around the world, and we think that the guilty should be punished until, of course, we're the guilty ones. Friends, we're all guilty of sin, but Jesus is God for us. He comes to bring justice. Our guilt and sin is paid for by him. He absorbs it so we can go free. Glorious. Do not fear. Jesus is God for us. I remember my dad with his sausage fingers holding my hand. He came into school to sort out the injustice. Here is dad with me and dad for me. I needn't fear. But imagine the headmaster, and he did highlight that whilst he accepted that there had been a miscarriage of justice, and he was very sorry about that, there was the little matter of the boy who smashed the school window with his cricket ball. And that was me. And there were consequences. And then Dad, with me, Dad for me, got out his checkbook, that's what we used in those days. He cleared the payments, absorbed the cost, there'd be nothing to pay, no penalty against me, paid in full by someone else, by the bank of Dad, the best bank in the world. And I walked free. No debt to pay. Now that, in some small way, begins to illustrate what Jesus does for me, for you if you trust him, for his people on a cosmic scale. He pays for my sins. He absorbs the cost. Justice is done and taken by him so that I can walk free. I need not fear the judgment of God, because Jesus is God for us. Well, when Joseph woke up, what would he do? Would he listen to God's message through the angel, or stick with his broken engagement plan? Well, wonderfully, he does what God commands him. Do not be afraid, verse 24. He takes Mary home to be his wife. He marries her. He names this baby Jesus, as God had said, and he adopts him into his family. You see, he believes. He embraces the with us God who is the for us God, when Joseph woke up. And what about us? I guess it's probably when we leave this place, we must decide which is going to be the reality we live by. Rejecting or embracing this fear-busting news and receive Jesus Christ, who was born God with us, God for us. And friends, this ancient message is alive and real. It's changed my life. And it's still changing people's lives all over the world. Their lives and their eternal destinies. You see, the hope and fears of all the years are met in Jesus. Don't be afraid. Jesus is the with us God, the for us God. Receive his comfort and joy through faith. Amen.